I'm WBJC's Interim General Manager, Jonathan Polevsky. The end of June marks the end of our fiscal year, and I'd like to thank everyone who pledged during this time to support WBJC. I thought it might be nice to say thank you by highlighting the life and works of a different composer each day until June 30th. Let's call it 30 and 30. By the way, if you didn't make a pledge, you can still be part of our fundraising efforts this fiscal year by going to WBJC.com. And with that in mind, it's time for 30 and 30, number 4.
Einem Bächlein Hände, da schoss in Flor ein, die launische Forelle vorüber wie ein Fein.
Of the four great composers from the first Viennese school, he's the only one native to Vienna. He was also by far the least appreciated and, during his lifetime, the least successful. However, lack of fame and fortune did nothing to deter the efforts of Franz Schubert, who was amazingly prolific despite a short and rather unremarkable life of 31 years. In that short time, he left us around 600 songs. Seven completed symphonies, numerous pieces of first-rate chamber music, including 15 string quartets, fine piano sonatas, a few operas that haven't held the stage, but some great sacred music that has, ironically. From a family of school teachers and was encouraged to become one. It was Antonio Salieri who realized that the child Schubert had a fine voice, which led to a choir scholarship at the Imperial Seminary. There he sang and learned the music of the late Mozart, the still living Haydn, and the heroic revolutionary works of Beethoven. Whatever Schubert lacked in fame and fortune, he made up for in friends. His tight circle supported him both emotionally and often financially. Schubert and his friends would often stage events called Schubertiads, where his works would be performed. Being born in 1797 and dying in 1828, Schubert spans the gap between the high classical and the emerging romantic styles. Compare the classical, God is in heaven and all is right with the world, of his Fifth Symphony, with a complete angst and grim fatalism of his Unfinished. Before one of my fabulous colleagues gets the hook and throws me out of the studio, a few favorites. How about the exquisite slow movement from his second piano trio used in Stanley Kubrick's Barry Lyndon? The gorgeous oboe solo from the Great C Major Symphony. The folk song-like Haydn Röslein with text by Heine. And the horrifying, nightmarish Erlkönig, or Earl King, based on Goethe's poem. Can one even imagine what Schubert would have accomplished with anything even resembling a normal lifespan? Sadly, like the hurdy-gurdy man from his Winter's Journey song cycle, we can only wonder.
Drüben hinterm Dorfe steht ein Leiermann. Und mit starren Fingern dreht er was
er... I'm WBJC's Interim General Manager, Jonathan Polevsky, and if you'd like to support programming on WBJC, you can go to wbjc.com.